Yo, what up? It's Eric, aka Righty Tighty, Lefty Lucy, aka Moving Keys.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, aka Trap Lord of the Rings, aka Shift Tyler.
Yo, what it do? It's Og Dog, my nigga, the, you know, all that shit. Gotta turn it on, cause since y'all turned it on.
And this is a waste of time with just the real. Og, what's up?
What's going on, brother?
Yo, we haven't seen you since Summer Jam last year.
Call me Og Dog.
Og Dog.
Yeah. Ogdon sounds like a bad cartoon character.
Ogdog?
It's also just like really hard to say.
Ogdog.
It almost sounds like a speech impediment. I feel like the most important thing we need to talk to you about is that you were on a boat with DJ Khaled.
Yes, that's the most important
thing. That's the most important thing. I honestly have no other topics. No, what is that experience like?
It was my birthday. I had just finished shooting a video for him, actually, me and Chris, on Gold Slugs.
Yeah.
And he just was like, man, let's go on the boat. Let's, you know what I'm saying? It's your birthday, man. You got to live it up. Because I'm the kind of guy, I ain't really tripping on that.
Yeah,
like, it's another day, another dollar. You know what I'm saying? Let's
Wow, such
it.
A Virgo.
Is it?
I honestly have no idea. Do you know anything about astrology? I don't.
You know, I was going to say I hate people like that. Everything is such a Virgo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But I don't really, I'm not really into the signs and shit like that.
I have no idea what any of them mean. Like,
yeah,
I know I'm a Sagittarius, but like, I don't know
what
that means.
You're such a Sagittarius,
yeah,
though. Like, there are times when I'm just like, oh man, he's actually such a Sagittarius.
Nah, but it was my birthday, and you know, we went on the boat, had a good time, chilled. And then we was on the jet skis. We rode the jet skis to his crib, and I had to fucking swim all the way, cause we went into the back of his house and, you know, left the jet skis in the water. Them shit just disappeared like somewhere super far away. We had to swim so fucking far, man.
Wait. So you littered with jet skis,
right?
You left jet skis in the water somewhere.
Find them.
Wait, did someone leave them in drive or something?
Nah, they just, you know, float. They just floated away. We didn't attach it to anything, so we just got it up and then we came back. Them shits was gone.
So you had to swim out and go get him?
Yes, I was completely tired.
Did Khaled do that too?
Yes, he did.
Oh my God.
He did.
This is...
Don't underestimate the big boy.
Yo.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like most people should be asking these questions in radio interviews. You only talk about like two subjects.
What's the two subjects?
They ask you about death and your dick.
Real shit, man.
Yo.
It's always so depressing.
It's the worst. I'm just like, I don't want to talk about those two things.
And if you go... If
no
you go
offense.
From like, if you go from like... Like interview to interview to interview to interview, and they're all asking the same questions. At what point are you just like, honestly, just like
over it?
Checked out? Yeah,
a lot of times,
like early, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's a bummer.
But I'm only share so much with, you know, so many people. I'm not gonna keep on talking about the same thing.
Right,
right. You're not gonna tell everybody about DJ Khaled swimming to get a jet ski. You save that exclusive for us.
Right. You deserve that.
Yeah. Thank you. So we actually went to your shoot for, it was the song with Future, you, Jeremiah.
Hold You Down.
Yes.
Hold You Down.
I'm
we
like,
were at that
oh,
video
the,
shoot.
The catchiest what? Shoot.
So,
yeah.
You know Young Sav, the vice president of MMG and works with Khaled.
Oh, I do. Okay,
yeah.
Why is his name Young Sav?
You know, I don't know.
That seems like a shot.
You calling him old Sav? Like, he's just...
Well,
he's just
I mean, yeah, Sav.
Yeah.
So Sav was like...
He's a grown man. He's a grown-up.
There you go. Yeah, right. Yeah.
He's not 16.
That's right. It's just Bow Wow, not Lil Bow Wow. It's
right.
Well,
Sav,
according to him, his name ain't that no more.
It's Shad Moss, right? Yeah.
You better come correct.
So, yeah. And you are Og Dog. Gotcha.
Right, yeah. Just trying to get these things straight.
Yeah. Not Young Og Dog.
Y'all put some Molly in my drink?
Did we? We did
not. I don't know. Most guests, yes.
Yeah. So we're at that video shoot. Young Sav like called us up and he was like, yo, you got to come through and hang out. So we're like, all right. We go up there and we're the only assholes who walk up that driveway. It's like on like a 90 degree.
Oh, yeah, it was like a tilt.
I remember.
Yeah. Everyone else is taking like the sprinter vans up.
Yeah, like the ski lift.
And we're walking up past like the police at the bottom. And like, we walked up and we get up there and we're like, hey, does anyone know where Sav is? And like, Boo, Akon's brother, is there. And he's like, I have no idea where he is. Mm-hmm. And then like,
we asked like six people and nobody knew. And then finally we entered this giant house with nothing in it. Mm-hmm. Actually, I went into a room. The room that Khaled starts handing stacks of money to that girl. And he's like, you smart, you loyal, you...
Go get a house, go buy a mother a house, like the whole thing.
But I saw this giant, and I was like, there's so much money there. I'm like, is that real? And then I didn't want to get caught being in that room checking to see if it was real money.
Mm-hmm. On a music video set like that, though, are you mostly in your trailer?
Yeah, me, for the most part, I am.
And then you just wait for someone to come get you and be like, all right.
I mean, I think most of that day, me and Chris was kicking it for the most part.
Well, what do you mean kicking it?
We sit around and talk shit. That's it.
Just like this.
That's it.
Just does he put Molly in your water?
No.
Does he?
No. But he damn sure we do drink a lot of Hennessy. Way too much, actually.
In the trailer?
Anywhere.
I feel like a lot of videos, you know, rappers and R&B singers, they will only come out for their parts. Yeah. But you guys all hung around for everybody's parts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wish that the four of you were in a boy band. That would be the dopest show.
That's a great wish. I mean, nah.
Could you collaborate with anybody like that? Could you do like a super group?
Like what Slaughterhouse did? Like they were solo members and then they all linked up to create.
Well, I don't know. I heard talk of people talking about me, Chris, Trey, and I being in a group.
That'd be
dope. You
know
what I'm saying? But, you know.
That'd be like some like Watch the Throne shit.
Something to do.
Yeah.
Something to do.
Do you guys like, do you see them like in real life? Do you run into them at like.
Who? Chris?
Chris, Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Of course. Yeah.
I don't know. You say like, yeah, you know.
You don't want to see anybody.
Yeah.
Well, no, though, because, I mean, Chris, like, that's my nigga. Like, okay. That's really like my homie. So we link up. We make it our business to link up at some point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If we miss
right, you guys are friends outside of the industry.
Yeah, of
that's,
course.
Yeah, that's, okay. That's cool.
Because, yeah, yeah.
I only have industry friends.
Strictly.
Yeah, strictly. I keep friends? It strictly business.
I mean, shit, I understand because a lot of motherfuckers ain't real, so I get it.
Yeah. Well, it's the real, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so back to Khaled.
Yep.
Okay, he's been in the game for about 10 years now as a celebrity. Mm-hmm. Before that, he was, like, you know, more behind the scenes. But still, nobody really knows exactly what he does. So how
he does
did
this? It's DJ Khaled, another one. He do that all the time. I mean, that's Khaled.
No. But like on that boat, though, is he saying another one? And
he's Khaled all day, every day. It's not a game. It's not a show. That's really who Khaled is.
Yeah, there was a time I feel like. I mean, now he's starting to understand like the character. Mm-hmm. Like I think that like, he's more buying into it, and he's like, okay, if I say. Yeah. Certain catchphrases a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Attention. But
it's going to gain some, garner some attention.
Yeah. But, well, lot, so yeah. When he, how does that song get put together? Mm-hmm. Hold You Down.
Hold You Down. I was actually in New York. I was here. I was here shooting a video, with Fab. And somebody kept calling my phone and I'm just kept ignorant. And, I finally gave the phone to somebody else. I'm like, man, see who this is. And he got on the phone. He's like, man, this Khaled. Ooh. So I'm like, what's good, nigga? You know, ooh. And then he like, man, I want you to come to the studio, blah, blah, blah. So later on that night, I just pulled up to the studio. Future was there. And me and Future kind of went back and forth on some lyrics. And boom, the song was there. I mean, they already had, you know, I think it was the bass of the song was there. I came and did, like, the bridge or some shit. Mm-hmm. And
had Jeremiah been brought in any way?
Nah, I didn't see Jeremiah. He was on.
But, I mean, like, the idea of Jeremiah, like, that you guys be trading vocals.
Yeah, something like that. Because he was he was already kind of on the demo.
Okay.
Version, one part was on the demo. Mm.
So it's not Khaled going like, oh, another one.
Sound like you can actually sing.
That's very generous of you.
I'll hold you down. I'm on my way. DJ Khaled.
Oh, you've been thinking about doing anything you want to let emotion roll your mind.
We the best music.
And now you say you dream about doing it anywhere. Oh yeah, just tell me where it's on your mind.
Another one.
Yeah. Sit in my whip and see the stars.
you're a working musician, you're on the road a lot, right? How much of the year are you actually spending in your like apartment or your home? Like
never. I just recently been able to spend some time at my house for the first time.
That's gotta be like That's gotta be weird for your neighbors or like.
Yeah, it is. They see me there, and it's weird for me. You know, it take a minute for me to. I guess once your body gets used to going and going, so it just take a while for you to actually, you know, when you inside. I'm always moving around. Like, yeah. I need to. It's hard for me to actually sit down and lay down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Eric wants to get to a place in his life where he can get a house that doesn't have any furniture in it. Mm-hmm. Like, the way that a lot of.
Feel like that's when you've made it. Like, we've been to, like.
When you have a lot of furniture?
No, when you have zero furniture.
Oh, zero furniture.
Like, we've been to, like, Mac Miller's house and, like, Joe Budden's house. No furniture.
He's probably never home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You just need, like, a couch.
You know, but living in New York, man, everything's so fucking small.
Like, they sell, like, smaller-sized drinks or, like, hair, like, you know, products. They, like, sell smaller versions so that they can fit into a smaller apartment. Like, you just make it work in New York, you know?
Right. I live in the A now.
Like, oh, you do?
People don't even know that I live in Atlanta.
Now they do.
Now they do. I mean, I live in Atlanta.
Do you live anywhere near Evander Holyfield's former home where Rick Ross lives now?
I'm not sure. No. Because I don't even know. I wouldn't even know where that is because I'm so busy living my own life.
Yeah.
You know? So I have no idea, actually. I just saw a video when I was at the office of, you know, like a few clips of inside the house. It looked amazing.
Yo. Okay, so I follow him on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Ross's Snapchat when he was on house arrest was the best thing ever.
Really?
And it pains me to say this because it's like sort of like shitty to say, but I wish that he was still on house arrest just for his Snapchat.
That's fucked up. Good
thing. I know, but like it was so good. Like he was just like taking snaps of. He has a whole shelf of just Charles Dickens books, and he's like, you know, I got like dude's whole catalogs, and I'm just like, yeah, like that's.
I mean, thank God that he's off of house arrest. I don't wish that on my worst enemy. I don't wish jail or none of that on my worst enemy.
Right.
Never.
Not even for a good Snapchat.
No.
Are you heavy on Snapchat?
Not really.
Are you heavy?
I just actually got a Snapchat, and I'm just now starting to, you know, be more active on it. My fans are always on my ass about it.
I feel like the only person you need to follow, though, is Rick Ross.
That I should follow?
Yeah.
Is Ross.
Yes, that's it.
I don't follow anybody on Snapchat, I don't think.
Well, what is that experience like?
I don't be on Snapchat. People look at me. I don't
right,
look at
right.
people.
Yeah, yeah, you have people like just in your face. With
You're from New Orleans originally.
Yeah.
You live in Atlanta now.
Mm-hmm. With Houston in between.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like
it sound like my second
how home. Often do you make it back
to go back to New Orleans?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in and out of New Orleans all the time. Often, actually.
Well, here's the real question. Mm-hmm. If you make it there so often, why were you not in the Currency video, Bottom of the Bottle?
Well, because for one, that video wasn't shot in New Orleans.
Really?
It was actually shot in Miami. I had surgery.
Oh, okay.
That sucks. I mean, you know, I really wanted to be a part of that because, I mean, that's New Orleans. It's like three New Orleans guys. Me, like, me, Tune, and Currency.
Booty so colossal, I wanna grip her like the bottom of the bottle. Drop it down low, bring it up real slow. About to go down, make me say, oh, yo. Body like a model, booty so colossal, I wanna grip her like the bottom of the bottle. Drop it down low, bring it up real slow. About to go down, make me say, oh, yo. Drop it down low, bring it up slow, yo. Yo. Drop it down low. It been a minute. Here she go with all that. Where you been in? I've been at it, trying to get it. Gotta admit it.
And they're playing Spin the Bottle with a bunch of, you know, beautiful women.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even see the video.
It's fine. It came out yesterday. Like you've been busy.
Yeah.
I'll cover for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry, Spitter. I really wanted to.
Well,
make
the
it,
important
though.
Thing is it's a dope song.
Yeah,
and they
the
reached
important
out to
thing
you,
is
right?
that you tweeted out.
Yeah.
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 So did they reach out to you to make that happen?
Of course.
Yeah. And and how often?
Well, actually, I had Ben did that hook a long time ago, and then I mean, I guess he heard it and wanted it.
Was it that hook on that instrumental?
Yep.
Oh, and then he just took the whole thing.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That worked out really well for him.
Yep.
So have you known Spitta for a while?
Mm-hmm. I've been knowing Spitter for some years now.
Yeah? He was on one of your, like, really early songs.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just the N.O. connection.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And what about Wayne?
I've been knowing Tune for, how long? I'm not even sure, but, you know, we've got acquainted and actually good friends.
Sure. So yeah. I imagine in New Orleans you run into, like, these guys, like, a lot. Like, you see them here or there, like, different artists, right?
No.
No, never?
Everybody's gone.
Okay, fine. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, but, like, never run into, like, Master P.
No.
What about growing up? Did you ever see the 504 Boys?
No.
Oh, man. Destroying all dreams.
Everybody is working.
That's true.
When you're working, you're not home. If you're home, you're not working. Okay. Unless you have
a studio from home, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a studio in your place in Atlanta?
Yeah.
And that's where you do all your work, or?
Nah. I go into the studio. I have it to get ideas out of my head if I do have some ideas. But yeah. I'd rather work into, you know.
If you wake up in the middle of the night, like,
with something on my mind, even if it's just something that I'd like to say, I can, you know, hit record and then.
And you're your own engineer, or do you have somebody
there? My engineer is my writing partner. You know what I'm saying? So
is he always on call?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. But you have made it. Yeah.
I mean, he's
like,
He's my friend first, so that's the main reason he's on call. He's actually really my brother. We actually have a real, you know what I'm saying, relationship, a real friendship
that's
outside
dope.
Of music.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just a plus that we can get down.
Sure.
His name is Sean McMillan, Sean Penn Exclusives.
Is Sean from?
He's from Miami.
From Miami.
How come he wasn't in the Bomb of the Bow video?
Because he was working.
he was on call.
He was working. I mean, but I'm sure he would love to play Spin the Bottle with some bitches. That's his cup of tea.
How does the process go with you and Sean then? Like, do you convey your story and you see if you guys could work out, like, a good way to put it?
Well, I'm kind of like a schizo writer. You know what I'm saying? I got so much shit in my phone. I just a bunch of lyrics, words, thoughts, and you know, if him and I, like, in the studio, we kind of freestyle off of one another. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we go in the booth, he go in the booth, then get out the booth, I record him while he in the booth, he come out and he record me while I'm in the booth, boom, we mesh that together, and then, you know what I'm saying, we got what I was trying to, you know, create. So it goes all different kind of ways. I mean, each and every time. It just depends on the time and the date, to be honest.
And Sean sings too?
Yeah, he does.
Does he sing like Currency sings?
How does Currency sing? He definitely doesn't want to be a singer.
He's okay. He plays the background.
Yeah, he's definitely not that guy. He can hold a tune.
You know,
he used to be in the choir. He came up in the church and shit. So,
well, how do you guys link up in the first place to decide that, like, you know what,
we've known each other since before anything, like before the fame. We've literally been working together since day one. You know what I'm saying?
He was there for the YouTube videos. He was there for
right after, like, he was there in those parts too. Mm-hmm. But right after, I tell you, it's crazy. I used to do these videos on YouTube, and I was singing this song. Me and my homie, it was this song by Lloyd and Jay Holiday, and he actually wrote that song, but I didn't know him at that time. I met him later in life.
Did you meet him because of that song?
No.
Okay.
I just met him, and it was crazy to find out that he wrote that, because the song wasn't big at
all.
It wasn't a single.
It was just,
at all. It was just a song that I liked and ended up singing it, and then, you know, got connected with him. It's just crazy how God works.
She's just not into you, that's why she's calling me. She said she's sick of you, please. Here's what she wanna be. Oh, I've had enough of you, tired of you disturbing her. It's good you lost the good thing, but now I'm the one she loves. Now you may be her man, and I may be her friend. You what she began, and this is where it ends. You gave her the best, but she had to leave. I can be more than
do that favor for Currency getting on his song, does he return the favor for you?
Is it an endless loop of you getting on his song, him getting on your song?
I actually haven't talked to Spitter. Like I said, I hope he's not upset about me not being able to make the video, but that would be crazy for him to be upset. I had surgery. Like, I just couldn't make it.
No, of course. Yeah. Of course, yeah.
So, I guess it just depends, you know? I mean, that's my nigga, so I would hope that when if I called on him, he would be here.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he get mad? I feel like he's too, like, high. Blissed out. Know, yeah.
He's always hot.
Yeah,
always
I think
so
he's
I'm
fine.
Not sure. I'm not sure he gets mad.
Like,
he
one probably, of, if you need us to squash the beef, like a like a Farrakhan figure or like
a Farrakhan.
Yeah.
Yeah, two Jews taking up Farrakhan's right. space. Yeah.
Now you have a new project.
Yes.
And that comes out on December...
December 11th. This 11th. Thing called life is...
Such a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius right there.
Oh, my God.
This thing called life. Yeah, man. It's about life, the journey.
Not about life, the singer.
not about life, the singer. It's a
imagine
life.
It was his biography.
It's actually yeah. life, the journey, life itself. Yep. And, you know, the place that I'm at in life. I mean, I don't know how... old or young y'all are, but
you can't tell with white people.
I mean just being at this place in my life, I just turned 23, so I kind of wanted to be able to go back and have a feel for where I was when I was, because I'm all over the place, bro, mentally, physically, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So putting it on wax, I wanted to have that to always be able to go back to. And, you know, it's a lot of other people out here in the world like me, you know what I'm saying? I got no parents too, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a good relationship with my mother and my, you know, my father. Shit, we just never got down. He was an alcoholic, addicted to drugs, you know? So he died right after Katrina, actually. And we, so I know it's other people out here like me that could use some of my experiences for help, you know what I'm saying, for knowledge, wisdom, and because, you know, my fans come up to me all the time and be like, damn, oh, you saved my life, you know, this song, I was going to do this, and, you know, this song did this for me, so, this thing called Life is, I felt compelled to name my album that and kind of document my journey.
So you lived through Hurricane Katrina, the aftermath of...
Yes, I mean, everybody came to our crib.
Mm-hmm.
My whole family came to my crib. We had a crib in Houston.
Right.
We initially moved from New Orleans because my stepfather was on drugs, like, heavily, and but still is. And he was like, you know, he wouldn't, his family and everybody was in Houston, and he wouldn't do drugs if he was in Houston with his family because, you know, they was in the church, into the church and everything. So, I mean, we got to Houston and the shit, he just did what he did in New Orleans times a million. So.
Was that, I mean, all right, well, you know, living through that, which is such like a traumatic experience, all of it, you know, what kept you laughing?
What kept me laughing?
Or what did you, like, was there laughter? I mean, like, or is
it
just
like.
I don't
know, when I think back on my, you know, my childhood or coming up, I don't even want to sound like a sob story, because I don't think that my struggle is any worse than any other person's.
No, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We all struggle in just different forms and different ways. But I don't remember too many good times.
Right.
What I remember is negativity. I remember running away from home a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? My stepfather would be tripping with my mom, so we would have to get the fuck, and you know what I'm saying? Like, go somewhere, miss school sometimes, change schools, just a lot of moving around. So, you know, I think nothing really stayed consistent in my life, or maybe it did and I'm not even aware, because I just feel like my perception of everything is just like, it's not real. You know, when shit is so bad for so long, you just like, man, this shit ain't, it can't be real. This person don't really give a fuck about me. This person isn't really my friend. It's like, if you never had love, how can you give love? Mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? So that was me, you know, and even still to this
have
day.
Have things like stabilized for you, or is it just like, I mean, like, fame also like throws a wrench into everything. So I don't know.
I mean, everything is just, you know, fame just amplified everything pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether worse or better, it just amplified everything. You know, whether it was, you know, people hating me, now they hate me more.
Well, for different reasons.
Yeah. Whether it's family hating me, now they hate me more. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I've reached a place where I figured out what I need to do for self. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of times in society, we live for too many other people. And I don't even think it, you know, a lot of people are conscious of it. They just live that way because that's what they do. A lot of people don't even know themselves. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, their lives kind of get controlled by other people or in other people's opinions. So, I mean, I don't know if I'm definitely finding stability, but the way to find stability is to, you know, as you go, you grow, and it's about growing and facing every adversity. But with adversity, you have to stay calm through every adversity. You know, a lot of times when something is bad or something goes wrong, we get this anxiety and we just feel like super fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just about me learning to stay calm through it. Like, it's nothing that can defeat me. It's, mm-hmm. it's everything has, you know, a solution. It's just about figuring it out. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think the stability comes once you gain understanding of what life really is. And again, that's on my album, is This Thing Called Life.
Have you ever thought about, like, speaking to high school classes or college classes, just, like, telling your story in that way? Because obviously, like, you get your story on your CDs.
Music, I thought about it. I mean, I think at the right time, you know, I'm just not the guy to go tell somebody to stay in school or whatever, because...
Just, or not even that.
I think, like, that, like, the stuff that you've talked about on here, mm-hmm. like, journey. That's more valuable than just being, like, the boilerplate, stay in school, do...
Because school's not for everybody.
I mean, but like, I definitely do think that, you know, people in school need to hear a lot, I mean, some of what I'm saying, because, I mean, to be honest, the shit that they teach you in school, shit, you don't even... When you get to the real world, a lot of that shit go out the window, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They teaching us... We have classes on gym. You have gym class.
Well, it's just that kids aren't obese.
Why not teach us? Well, I mean, shit, that still don't stop nothing.
It didn't help my body, but that's fine.
I mean, it's so much other stuff that could be talked about. So, yeah, I do think about it. Maybe one day, yeah.
So Thanksgiving's coming up. What is...
I'll be by myself. I'll be kicking it by myself. I might see my nieces, God rest my brother's soul. I might see his kids, and I might see, you know, my other brother. He just went to jail, but I don't really have family, man. And I've come to a point where I've realized that only time I'm gonna have family is when I create my own family,
you know, or hang out with us.
Believe that.
You're not bringing, like, friends over to the...
I don't really have too many friends, man. I tell you, like I said, fame amplified everything. I've always been, like, a really cautious guy and nervous guy.
Yeah.
Overly sensitive, all the time. Yeah. So this, and I don't trust nobody, you know what I'm saying?
You thought that we put Molly in your water.
I know.
I'm really, you know what I'm saying, that way. I'm always thinking about what's really on people's minds, so... I don't really have too many friends, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes I, you know, fight myself over that, because I'm like, damn, man, I'm a cool guy. I got shit to offer. I got knowledge to offer friends. I got, you know, a lot, you know, I could help somebody, you know. So, I mean, I battle with that all the time, but I don't really have too many friends. I guess, you know, I moved around too much. And once mm-hmm. when you move around, you lose touch with people.
Right.
So maybe the friends that I did have, I lost touch with them. And at this point, I done lived a lot of life, and we probably outgrown each other. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're on two totally different pages.
Sure.
Going through two totally different phases. You know what I'm saying? So, I'll be, you know, somewhere figuring it out by my goddamn self. If I, you know, and maybe I'll see my nieces.
Or maybe you can go over to Chris Brown's house.
Or maybe I can go fuck with Chris for Thanksgiving. I mean,
he's going to have that brown water.
Brown water. That hen dog.
Yeah. So, like, but when you were on tour with Kelly Rowland, did you have, like, a relationship in any way with her beforehand, or was it just...
Nah, that was my very, 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 damn, my very first,
I do my research, come on.
Very, very, very first, tour experience. Nah, I didn't really have a relationship with her, but, you know...
Did she look out for you when you were on tour?
Mm-hmm, of course, yes. Great, great woman. Great
That's
woman.
Dope.
Sweet woman. Sweet
you, do you ever run into her, see her
in
around?
Houston?
Nah, I haven't seen her in a minute, but, you know, we'll holler over text, you know, from time to time.
When you were in Houston, did you ever go to Breakfast Club down
there?
Nah,
I didn't. I mean, everybody else have, but I didn't.
We've been there.
It's so good. It's awesome. Yeah. We went there with Bun B, and he's like the mayor of Houston, so it was just like everything shut down. First of all, everybody thought that we were like record executives because we're two white people sitting with. But, you know, when you're 23 years old like we are, all three of us being 23 years old, I don't know how we could be record executives.
There's a new regime over at Def Jam now. Have things changed for you at all? Do you feel like...
Like what?
Well, I mean, there's obviously been a lot of executives that have sort of left the building recently in the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. There's a new A&R staff over there. Yeah. Do you feel like your path is any like clearer or
I definitely think that I've gotten the opportunity to show them what I do and why I'm here and you know the artists that they fucking with you know and letting them know who I really am. They definitely try to make me feel like quote unquote priority.
That's great then.
So yeah.
That's really good.
Do you feel like you're a priority?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, shit. I'm working. I mean, I feel a priority because I make myself a priority.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to sleep on me.
Right.
You know?
So, yeah.
I mean, it's all about the music, to be honest.
Right.
The music speaks for itself.
In this next month, getting ready for the record, how closely are you involved with planning the rollout
of my album?
Of your album, yeah.
It's everything.
Yeah,
yeah. I have to be. I have to be in control of.
Yeah, because you don't trust people.
Yeah, I mean, not even that, but I mean, because I definitely do. You know, trust the guys on my team, but I mean, nobody else can give the people me. I'm the only person that can do that. Nobody else knows the place that I'm in my life. I'm the only person that can give you that. I'm the only person that can make people privy to any of the information that I want to give them. So, yeah, I mean, from the music to whatever I say, this shit ain't a game. This is really my reality.
So if the label comes to you and they're like, you know, we're thinking this is the single, and you're like, you know what?
No,
I'm
no.
really feeling
no,
this other
not,
one.
It's not.
That's on you.
Yeah, it's not how this works.
And are you planning on having a tour around it?
Yeah, of course. Maybe next year, though.
Okay.
Next year. I'm definitely thinking about doing... I'm going to do a fan experience, something... Not really a tour. It's just going to be something personal that I can, you know, really sit down and fuck with my fans because I ain't been able to really, you know, see them and interact with them.
Just go to their houses. It's working
cool
for me.
It'd be cool to pop up at some of their cribs. That'd
yeah.
I mean, announced. Yeah, you don't want to, like, show up unannounced and be like, hey, like, now I'm here.
Yep. Do your neighbors in Atlanta know what you do?
No. I mean...
So we have something in common.
Yeah.
Our neighbors have no idea what we do.
I'm not sure. I don't really... You know, my neighbors kind of mind their business. But one of my neighbors, I did have to get his ass together because, you know, when I would be home, some people would come park on the street. And he left a note on one of my friend's cars.
In blood.
The worst thing that he could ever do.
What did he say?
Just don't do it, basically. Don't part. And I was like, Nick, who the fuck are you talking to? You know, I actually went over and, like, I had to knock on his door. Bro, if you need to speak to somebody, you can speak to me. I pay these motherfucking bills. Don't put no note on nobody on any of my visitors' cards. And he was, like, super scared.
Have you
know
seen
what
him
saying?
Since?
Nah, he kind of be ducking me now.
Yeah, I bet. He didn't, like, move away.
You know, because I'm sure he don't even understand why I'm his neighbor. He probably, like... This gangster, you know, he don't understand. He don't, he's super scared.
Has he seen the way that you dress?
I went over that super fly. So
yeah, but oh, he's scared that you're too fly.
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe he's scared that you're tea fly.
You know, maybe
tea fly.
Maybe, you know, you know, I don't know. Maybe, you know, gangsters is coming in all kind of forms, shapes, and fashions around here, like, nowadays. So ain't no telling what he thinking.
Yo, we have neighbors. So we've lived in this building in this apartment for 8 years, right?
Really?
The landlords, like, we really fuck with them. So, like,
well,
New York.
Out of nowhere, they lowered our rent by
a quarter.
And we were so like, oh, well, I guess we can never move.
Yeah. So, but we have,
wow.
There's four apartments
on
this floor. And the family all the way down there at the end have two kids, right? And so when they were born, was what, like 4 years ago or something like that. Yeah. So like we've heard all the screaming and yelling from the kids like through those 4 years. But the parents, the mother's all right.
She's fine.
The father though, he has this thing where like for a period of time he would go out to the stairwell here.
Yep.
We're on the fourth floor, and he would go to the stairwell and just park himself down there and clip his nails right in the stairwell, which is fucking disgusting. Gross. Like, who does that?
And just leave him there.
Yeah, but like also hearing it, just like the clipping. And so like this used to be two apartments, right? It's a big U, so there's a door that goes into the hallway right out of my bedroom, and I can just hear it. And he's like out there. So one day I went out there to confront him, and he's like, "What?" And I'm just like,
"Nothing."
Yeah, no, I was like,
just
I was like,
minding my business.
I was like, "What are you doing?" And he's a huge guy, right? And he was just like,
he goes, "I got kids.
Oh, I got kids." That's right. Yeah, and I'm just like, I have no idea what that means. Right. And then I tried to be cool and like slip down the elevator and pretend it never happened. But, you know, he did stop doing it. But like, who does that?
Right.
Well, you don't understand because you don't have children. Like, when you have children, everything changes.
Yeah, but at least I confronted him and didn't leave a note for him, because that would have been worse, right?
Yeah, you should have left a post-it right note on his face.
And exactly.
Snuck away.
As a man should. I mean, not sneak away, but, you know.
Are there any things that like somebody's bothered you and you've been like, I can't confront this?
No.
Well,
I got a big mouth. I always say what I...
But you're also...
Yeah, I've seen you on 106 in Park.
I shouldn't say, I say, and you know what I mean?
But do you ever think twice because you're of a certain celebrity now? Like a certain status?
I mean, I always think that's the biggest battle with me. My brain has me tired most of the time because I'm always just going and going and going. It never stops.
Do you sleep through the night?
I don't really sleep. I go to sleep at 7 o'clock in the morning most of the time.
And then wake up when?
It all depends. It just depends on the day, brother.
Oh, now I'm concerned. Do you eat 3 meals a day? Like,
nah.
Oh, this is not good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm working on it.
August. Yeah. Og dog.
I'm working on it.
I feel like singers, like, if they're touring regularly and they get under the weather, what happens then? Like, is they give you like B12 shots or something? Or do you see like a specialist? Like,
I don't know. Well, man, I'm usually sick all the time.
Well, what do you do to combat that? You're a working musician.
Just have to fight.
You just go through it?
You have to fight through it.
There's no like magic. Like,
you know, I just got surgery though. I was sick a lot because I have terrible, terrible sinus. Terrible sinus problems. And I just had a surgery, sinus surgery. Like, you know, I couldn't breathe out of this side.
Damn.
My nose, it was a collapse, so they had to break it and open it, and they scraped a lot of stuff off my face.
This sounds horrible.
Do you get to keep what they scraped off?
Nah, the way that, like, dog, they had these like huge, it was about this big, these things in my nose after the surgery. And
just for the people listening, that's about like
3 inches.
3 inches, yeah.
They pulled it out, like,
of your nose.
Yeah, it's gross.
Were you awake during that?
Yes.
Oh, cool. This all sounds so cool.
Really gross, bro.
I mean, it sounds terrible.
You couldn't breathe, like, on an everyday basis.
Yeah, I it wouldn't allow me to sleep. But I will say, after the surgery, I've been sleeping a lot better. And I think people notice it. People see it because a lot of people have been telling me, oh, my God, your skin, it's so clear. You look really rested. Like, you know, you're guys like, are saying this.
Like a finger up my nose, like, the entire time. Like, that's
basically.
Yeah, bro, pretty much, yeah.
That's crazy.
And it's wide, like, way wider than about this wide.
You saw it when they pulled it out?
Mm-hmm.
Did they they didn't sedate you or anything?
Nah, they
did. Did you sedate yourself?
They shot some stuff up my nose, you know what I'm saying? Like some
cocaine,
but you know, when they did the actual surgery, the lady told me, she was like, if you go take a drug test, you're going to fail.
Crazy.
Because they used cocaine for the surgery.
Thank God you're not applying to be like an executive assistant.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Thank God I'm my own boss.
But you can breathe now.
Yes.
Through
yes.
both nostrils.
Has your voice changed at all?
I'm actually having to practice more. You know what I'm saying? It has. Like, I have more control. I mean, I have more support now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I have more oxygen and breath.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's just about actually practicing and rehearsing and making sure, you know.
How long was this an issue for?
Forever.
Oh, as long as you can remember?
I mean,
so you were just, like, powering
I was
through
just
it.
Miserable forever. You know, and the thing is, it's crazy because it's like, if I never made it to this place in my life, how would I be able to afford this? You know what
I'm saying?
I would be just a miserable person. I literally was miserable. It's like, I would be so dead tired every day of my life because of my sinus. And it was like, you know, my sinus couldn't drain, so they had to go in and open my sinus up. And, you know, your sinus sits right here, yeah. Mm-hmm. And mine would, like, the fluid would sit in here and make my eyes so black. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I mean, they opened it up, and I mean, ever since then, I've been sleep. When I do get to sleep, I've been sleeping a million times better, and I, you know, actually feel rested.
You
know?
Wait, you had another surgery recently too, right?
Yep. Eye surgery.
Yeah.
That hurt like shit. It was a very humbling experience. It was like, I mean, it just made me wake up and pray and say thank you, God, for my eyesight to see, because I was without it for about 4 days straight.
Right,
it
but
burned so much.
But now, mm-hmm. you can see and your eyesight's.
I can see. I mean, I got to go back. I always have to go back to the doctor to get sure. checked up. I mean, to see if it's getting worse or not. I mean, I don't have the best vision.
Okay.
I probably have the worst vision, but I can see what I need to see.
I can think of one step worse.
Mm. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
One step worse,
which would be no eyesight. Yeah,
yeah.
What? Yeah, that would be the next step for me.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like there was that scare that would be the case.
Yes,
and you let that be known. Like mm-hmm. I think in that, you yeah. know,
I think because everybody. I mean, it might be a shocker to people because everybody just lying. Everybody ain't keeping it real. Everybody acting like they don't have issues, and it's crazy to me. Like, everybody, I just said earlier, everybody, like, it's like when you get a new car. Everybody want to talk about, you want to flaunt this fancy new car, whatever you got, but you don't want to talk about how hard you had to work to get it. You want to talk about how hard you have to work to keep that fancy
right.
car. When you get a new house, you don't want to talk about, you want to show people this big, nice, fancy house, but you don't want to show people how hard you have to bust your ass to keep it up.
Well, because that stuff is boring on Instagram. Who wants to see somebody, I mean, like, sitting in front of the board?
It's probably not as boring as you really think. A lot of people would really be intrigued.
Oh, no.
That's
I mean,
why a lot
you're talking
people,
to two nerds who, like, do, like, that stuff. I'm saying, like, for the majority of Instagram, right. like, people who view it, they're like, oh, like,
right.
yacht, like, you know, house, like, but, you know.
Jet skis?
Yeah.
Like.
Sitting yeah. and doing, like, the minutiae of actually working is, yeah. like, fucking boring.
Yeah.
You didn't bring your Instagram into your surgery, did you?
My Instagram into the no into the actual surgery.
Yeah. Oh my God, you would have gotten so many likes though.
Nah, no, but I actually did my recent surgery. I did. I bought my GoPro. I haven't released
you,
the footage.
You brought your GoPro in mm-hmm. there,
so do people you, can experience. Wow,
in that's, high def.
you yeah. must have like true fans. Would not
that want to see that? Yeah. Yeah, I ain't put it out, but I do.
No, put it behind a paywall.
Yeah,
make people
you,
pay for
do
it.
Do you tell the right. doctor? You're like,
yeah, I told him.
Okay. Like, I'm just gonna set this up over here mm-hmm. in case anything goes wrong. We're gonna see this in high definition.
Well, I didn't record all of that. I didn't record that
yeah.
part. I
mean, big
I
mistake.
You know what I'm saying? When I before I went in, and you know, some of the parts when the surgery got started, and then after that, and then when I woke up and all that shit and got it taken out, recovery and all of that.
Wait, so back to your vision. Are you or have you ever been able to drive?
Yeah, I
okay.
can still drive.
You can still drive. Can are you a good driver? Drive.
I mean, I drive. I get to where I gotta go.
Can you parallel nobody, park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, nobody's placing, like, notes in your car, though.
No way.
They better not.
No way. No.
But you probably get, like, driven around most of the time, right?
I drive. Point? I like to drive.
Does
like
it give drive. You sort
I
mean, of...
At the same time, lately, I've been liking to get driven. Because,
okay.
Because, you know, driving is pretty exhausting, man. And I'm sure shit, it's gotta be here in New York. It's even more exhausting.
Yeah, but who has a car in New York besides
right,
like
right.
cab drivers and Uber drivers right. and Lyft drivers
right.
and
yeah.
I'm just gonna keep going down different apps.
Do you sing in the car? Do you sing like
actually,
recreationally?
Yeah, wait, where's the best place? Where does your voice sound best?
Oh, it's good. I mean,
and don't say the booth because that's a cop out.
Yeah, the booth, it's some, it, like, a lot of niggas, they definitely sound good in the booth, and then when you see niggas, it's
yo,
like,
yo, I sound so good in the booth, you think I sound good here,
you hear me I in mean, the booth. Yeah, I think everybody sound good in the shower, everybody
okay.
sound at least a little
bit. You haven't, like, recorded in, like, a certain room in the house that's, like, unorthodox, you're just,
I
like,
I mean, my
yeah?
garage sounds great, I mean, of course, the garage have acoustics, and my studio sound good, too.
So all the cars stay outside. You bring the microphone into the garage.
Mm-hmm. This is why your neighbors hate you.
Not the microphone. I mean, if I'm saying, you know, just if I have my phone and create and sing something on
yeah.
video, you hear the acoustic in
yeah,
the garage.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
But do you sing when you drive around? Like, are you singing just for fun?
Because
this is it's a job.
I mean, it depends. It depends on my mood, man. It just depends. Like, you know, sometimes I sing. Sometimes I'm too mad to sing.
Really?
Sometimes I ain't feeling it.
You don't have to be mad about the sinuses anymore or your eyesight. You
just have to be mad about people asking you dumb questions about your dick.
And having pointless conversations. Right.
Oh, no, that's what we're going to talk about for the next 15 minutes now.
The Double XL Freshman cover.
Yes.
You were the first R&B singer put on a
rap.
Fully rap magazine cover.
Yeah, and by the way, so when we saw you at Summer Jam, one of my questions was, I was like, so you being on there means that you are just as much a rapper as Macklemore?
Right.
It was a good line.
It was a good line. But point being, though, when they approached you, were you just like, this is a rap magazine, like, what's up? Or were you like, that's cool and I'm totally for it?
I mean, I actually had to fight for that.
Oh, you really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I had to fight for that because, you know, that just wasn't what they were into. They weren't into having R&B guys on there.
And then you changed the game.
Yeah, I mean, so game changer.
Were rappers who were also on the cover, were they welcoming of you? Or were they like, oh, this guy's
really,
different.
I didn't really give a fuck about them being welcoming. You know, I mean, you don't have a choice. I'm here. You see me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you're in the same room as everybody else. Mm-hmm. And okay. So, like, did you...
I mean, of course, everybody was cordial.
Yeah.
Everybody was cordial, and you have to give respect to get it, so...
Yeah.
Everybody was respectful.
Did you know everyone beforehand?
No, none of them.
None of them?
No.
Do you wait for them to say what's up to you?
No, I mean, we can say what's good and keep it moving.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a hi and bye. Really no need for a real conversation.
Mm-hmm. You should be like, yo, I'm the guy who's going to be part of the super group coming out in a couple of years with Trey Songz and Chris Brown. Yo, that'd be so dope. And by the way, if you guys do that, we need to have you all back here.
Okay.
And do like a super group interview.
Okay. And it's not going to be like a TGT thing. Like, we're talking like...
Yo, it's legitimate, like young R&B.
So what y'all saying about TGT?
I think they're great. I think that Tyrese yelled at me one time, but that's a different thing and we can talk about that another time.
Yeah. Album,
yep.
December 11th.
This thing called Life is going to be in stores December 11th. Song cries out on iTunes right now, man. Make sure you go back.
Aug, always good to see you.
Yeah,
for sure, bro.
Thanks
good
for coming through.
Yeah, man, great conversation.
Yeah, most definitely.
Love,
all right.